Thank you for calling Omax Health. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm a customer. I'm just calling to find a status of an order that I was charged for on my MasterCard account on August 17. And I'm just calling because typically I think the order would have arrived by now.
Okay, well, let me see here. Let's see what's going on.
It's an Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 fish oil subscription every, I think, 3 or 4 months, three boxes. So it's a recurring every 3 months.
Okay, can you provide me with your last name and zip code?
Yes, the last name is Wells, W-E-L-L-S, zip code 91321.
Let's see, you got two accounts here. Verify the shipping address for me.
24513 Peachland, One Word Avenue, Newhall, California, 91321.
Thank you. I do see here, this is for the Omega 3 fish oil, Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Yeah, it's Omax still in, 3.
It's still in transit.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I usually get an email letting me know, here's the order number, you know, you can track your order. And the last one, which of course I've received and consumed, was back on May 17th. I didn't get one on August 17th. I didn't get an email. So you're saying it's on its way, but I never got an email letting me know that the order had been placed and it was on its way. Is there a problem there? I'm just going back to my email history, and I keep all these emails because I like to track them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last order I had was back on May 17, yet I know that the card was charged on August 17th.
Right.
And I didn't get a corresponding email from Omax to let me know. Maybe I only get that when I start the subscription. Is that the way it works?
Check your spam and junk folder.
Okay, I'll do that.
Just to be sure. Might have came there.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, I just... No. You know, I really... watch that carefully for a number of different reasons, and is it possible to send it again? Because it's been 10 days since the order was generated, or the charge was recorded.
I don't think I'll be able to send it again. But I know I'm looking here at the tracking number on it. It just says it was in transit. It just said it would arrive. Sorry, getting tongue tied. It said it would arrive later than expected, but it's still on its way.
Do you have the tracking number?
Yeah, I have
a UPS number here. Is it UPS tracking number?
United States Postal Service.
Yeah, USPS. Okay. Can you give me that? Okay.
Sure. It's going to be 92055.
92055.
90131.
8604 8604 8434 8434 093. Okay. So I can I guess I can enter that number.
Right, you can just enter that on Google and it'll pop up.
Yeah, or even text it, I think, to this one. I think I've done that in the past. Okay. So it's in transit, no date, but it's okay. I just wanted to be sure because, you know, it had been delivered.
I get you.
If you had a record, it had been delivered. I had not received it, but it has not been delivered. It's in transit.
Right, it's in transit.
Okay. Okay, well then I'll just use this tracking number and that's fine. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's good.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.